Time for our Tribe Talking tickets with Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you by your North Ridgeville convenient Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How we doing? Well, we're running out of Tribe Talking tickets as we only have six home games left in the regular season. That's remarkable. We've come this far so quickly, and a good win yesterday, a tough day on Saturday, but we're still in this thing, and again, the next couple weeks are going to be pretty wild.
Yeah, it's pretty much sort of 2 weeks. We got two Mondays off, so like every Monday we get to reset and see where we are as far as getting into the postseason. But thank goodness for Roberto Perez, huh?
Absolutely. What a clutch home run for the Tribe yesterday. You know, things were slipping away in that ball game, and Roberto hits the big three-run homer to put us atop, and then the bullpen shuts the door and able to get at least one win out of a weekend. I don't know what it is with rain and the Cleveland Indians, but I thought the energy level Friday night was just remarkable in that building of ours. And then the rain hit. You have to play a split day-night doubleheader. Didn't go well for us, but able to pull one out. So we're five back in the loss column to the Twins, who have a pretty easy go of it starting tomorrow night. And we'll also be looking at who the Oakland A's and the Tampa Bay Rays play in the wild card race. The three of us are just a few games away from each other, so separating the three of us. So again, coming down to the bitter end of the season here.
And we've got two interleague series in here. That's kind of odd to sort of end the season playing the some folks in the National League.
Right. Well, the first interleague is our right in our book, since it's here in our ballpark where we get to play our normal American League baseball with the DH. That's the Phillies coming up on the weekend. Check it out at Indians.com. Lots going on, back-to-back fireworks shows, some other goodies involved in that, fan appreciation night on Saturday the 21st. Sunday's game time has changed to 6:37 start. ESPN has the right to go to Major League Baseball and identify their Sunday night game of the week, and they identified us in the Phillies, two teams fighting for postseason. So please make note of that if you had tickets for Sunday's game. It's now a 6:37 start. So go to Indians.com. Check out all the fun things happening for the Phillies. Then, as you said, the other interleague is the Nationals, which throws us a teeny bit of a curveball as we had no DH when we go to Washington, D.C. to close out the regular season. A six-game road trip. We go to Chicago to play the White Sox for three, and then the Washington Nationals for the final weekend of the season. And that's an odd one. You know, we'll have to really figure out. Franmil Reyes has been a wonderful impact player for us, and he's been predominantly a DH, so it'll be interesting to see what Terry has to do to try to find a way to get his bat in the lineup.
Bob, does a team like the Indians in the playoff hunt, do they have to do anything different when they're playing a team that's pretty much out of contention but brings up a lot of ball players from the minors who, you know, the majors have not yet seen?
Well, it's a little bit tougher in one respect, as you don't really have any scouting reports on them. You know, we're big on preparation, game preparation. And when you don't have an extensive book on anybody, that does make it just a teeny bit. But, you know, the focus is you go out and do your job, you'll be able to get it done. I mean, this is the Tigers team that we've handled, obviously, this year. I think we've only lost to them once. and I think we've played them 16 times. So we've got three here in front of us that we should win all three. But just the game prep is a little bit different because you don't have as much info on these kids.
We could just intimidate them with them, though.
Yeah.
That's all we need to do. Just get them, you know, first get them some high heat, whatever. I don't know, just to get them going. And it's just a matter of watching, you know, take care of our own business.
Yep.
I know we got a scoreboard watch, but if we just keep on winning or, you know, show up well against Detroit and Philly and Chicago and Washington, then we'll see where we are after that.
Right. Well, it's interesting. We have a better record this year at this stage of the season than we did a year ago. And a year ago, we were probably 15 games ahead of Minnesota in the standings. And the flip-flop, everybody wonders, you know, how come this season's a little bit different? And really, you have to point to the Twins. You know, they've just had a remarkable year, more so than the fact that we have a few new faces or whatever. We've had injuries, obviously, especially to our pitching staff, and the young kids have come up and done a remarkable job. But we actually have a better win-loss record this year than last year when we won the division by 17.5 games over the Twins. So each season brings its own unique set of circumstances. So, as you said, we take care of our own business here, and hopefully when we're done playing on the 29th of September, we'll be getting prepared to play in the postseason.
Yeah, we'd like to have some October baseball this year.
Bob, yes, we would.
We appreciate your time. We're going to talk again next week as well as we continue on. However, today is the last day for the tickets because we've got tickets coming up. As you say, the final homestand is this week, and so we'll give us some tickets away coming up right just a little bit. But we'll talk again next week, Bob. Have a good day.
Sounds good, boys.
All right.
You take care. Go drive.